Call this meeting to order. Let the record reflect, time is 5:40, April 5th, 2005. Also, we have Representative Lynn, Thomas, Wilson, Gatto, and myself, Chair Newman, before us. Today, we have HB 92, which is the University of Alaska Incorporations by Representative Kelly. Since our last meeting, the sponsor has worked to fix a few of the concerns that were expressed during the last hearing. In this packet, we have a CS, and if you don't have it, Rex, make sure you do. Thank you, ma'am.
I'll move CS for House Bill 92 before us.
Okay, hearing no objections.
But I don't.
And why? Rex?
Have it.
If I don't have it either.
What, 92?
I've got two packets for 92. What's in
you can look here. You look at mine.
Version Y.
Was the one right up here?
Version Y.
Mine was right.
Behind this
stuff? Mine was right.
Oh, I brought my backpack.
Maybe I don't have it. Well, so much for that.
While we're getting that figured out, we have Representative Kelly and his staff, Heath Hilliard, with us to present the CS. So come on up and to the table there, Representative and Heath, and tell us what you got.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Mike Kelly and Heath Hilliard, my staff member here, and I'll ask Mr. Hilliard to present the committee substitute, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Heath Hilliard, staff to Representative Mike Kelly. In reference LS 0344 version Y, the only substantial change that has been made from the earlier version is that we removed all language relating to for-profit corporations. This bill now only applies to this situation, the university, in application to nonprofit corporations. In addition, as a housekeeping measure, Section 2, AS 371085A, all that really is a conforming amendment that references the Executive Ethics Act in a statute, and we felt like we needed to make that exemption there. So that's actually a very minor amendment, but to allay some of the concerns expressed by the committee members earlier on the previous hearing, we took out all reference to for-profit corporations.
Representative Wilson.
This is just not my field, so I apologize for asking some probably stupid questions. But when I'm dealing in other committees and things like that, I know we're dealing with one instance is that Catholic Social Services here in town is a nonprofit, but it's a huge group of people, and there's lots of employees and things like that. So when you're thinking of buying into a company, I guess I'm having a hard time trying to figure out why we would be wise to exempt you from the liability. I don't understand that.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Representative Wilson, what this would permit is the university to invest, and it would be typically a small, almost an incubator type operation to try to take research work done within the university and try to export that out into the private sector. And other universities have found that a relationship where the university, as part of this incubation, owns some of the shares of stock in the new venture makes sense and have worked well. What is happening now is the university, because they don't wish to risk the assets of the university in case of a problem with one of the businesses that they would invest in, doesn't do it. They just don't do it. What this would do would permit only with the approval of the Board of Regents, and of course those items that are delivered to the Board of Regents come from the Chancellor of the sponsoring campus and then through the President of the university as well. And only when approved by the Board of Regents then would these investments be made. But they would typically not be for the type of nonprofit that you referenced, which would be a very large one. But but at the other end of the spectrum, a rather small one. And all of the, these would be investments where the normal situation would be that they're an organization that stands alone. And if, in fact, the university owns a part of them, it does not mean they've become a part of the university. So there, it's so that you don't end up with a small tail wagging or exposing to liability the whole dog. So this would just permit them to make these investments.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Does the reason that the university wants to keep their fingers in the pot because they are going to use this as some sort of income?
There may be some income associated, but typically it's more often trying to export it into the private sector, so that if they, you know, you can pick an invention, a pin bone remover for fish, but something like that where that wants to be moved out of the university, and this permits a partnering arrangement, or not a partnering arrangement because we're talking about stock and limited liability arrangements, but would permit them, the university then, to work with this small new venture to try to actually get it into production in the private sector.
One more question, sorry.
Go ahead, all you need.
Okay. How do other universities do this? Is this the same way other universities do it, or is this something different, or?
It is done by other universities and has been done successfully, and that's part of what Dr. Broman testified to that, and I don't believe he's available today, but he testified to that at the previous hearing. And yes, it is a blueprint that is taken from other successful operations where research universities are actually able to turn something from the pure research into an application or an applied situation. So this would permit them to do it. Otherwise, there's the kind of exposure they have causes them to hold back.
Yeah. Representative Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I already made my comments last time, so I just think we should, and I looked at my other note here to move this bill on to judiciary and let them review it legally. The legalese in there, because, you know, again, the same concerns, that we're not going to answer them here beyond our scope. but I did express them, and hopefully they took good notes last time.
And I think some of the concerns, Representative Thomas, were to change to a nonprofit, you know, go from a for-profit corporation where these companies could be, you know, I mean, a university professor could go out and own these companies, you know, and still be invested in by the university. So by making it nonprofit, I think it did address some of those concerns, you know, personally. We'll get right to you, Representative Wilson. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And may the record show that we have been joined by Representative Salmon.
Just have to have a scenario. Let me use names. Committee 8, Heath Hilliard, is a graduate student at the University of Alaska. Been there years as a graduate student. Very clever, becomes employed there and develops some nifty device. You are the university, and you're going to decide to invest in this device at the brown breaking of it. And I am Citizen Gatto, and I think this is a great idea too. So we do that. We invest in it, and it busts. Now, my curiosity is, I'm out all my money. How about you as the university? Are you out all your money? Yes, you are. I believe you would be. Now the question is, it busted because of some illegal activity, and somebody is going to get sued. I believe I'm going to get sued as an investor, but not you. Is that correct? Is that how it works?
Well, I can't. It's a legal question whether you would be sued, and I'm not going to try to give a legal opinion on that. What it would do would say that this is a separate company that has been set up. And of course, before the Board of Regents would invest in that company, it would be very clear that they're standalone, limited liability, that if you invest in it, you're stepping up to the plate for XYZ Corporation, not the University of Alaska. That would be made very, very clear. so that then if something went face forward, yes, both parties could lose the value of the stock, and that would be unfortunate. What it would prevent someone from doing is actually saying, well, I lost money in this, so I think I'll sue the university. Or, you know, they slipped on the front doormat, and they'd sue the university. And this says, no, you can't do that. That's not part of the deal.
And I was thinking, he took the assets and ran off to Jamaica. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have an illegal activity here, and that's the issue now. There are no assets anymore. And we were duped by a criminal offense. Mm-hmm. Now, I'd like to sue somebody. So I will go back, and I'm an investor, and, gosh, I don't know. Who would I be suing? The university would be my first choice, mm-hmm. since that was, he worked for them, took the money, and left. Mm-hmm. They have no culpability, is what you're saying.
Okay. That's correct. And of course, these, like I say, these have to really pass the smell test, because they have to go through the administration of the campus and the brought to the Board of Regents, and the Board of Regents has to approve it. So the idea is not to to somehow convert into risky operations, but it is in an abundance of caution that they would like to step forward and be able, because there are 2,300 jobs now up there with research and over 150 million coming in over the fence, and the president is very interested in converting some of this research, driving it into the private sector in Alaska. And this is one way that has proved successful before, but believe me, they are very bent on making sure that this is done very carefully, because this whole bill comes from a desire not to enter into too much risk, but not to miss the opportunity for Alaska.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I understand the motive. And I don't know that it's so much a legal question as a business question, whether or not I'm going to be stuck for the whole thing, because I was an investor too, and all those stockholders at this table said they trusted the university, they trusted me. They're suing somebody, and I'm the only one left because the university is not liable.
And the university,
that's the way it would go.
Yes, you're exactly correct. But the university would be clear not to enter into a relationship where it wasn't neon light clear to anyone investing in it that the university is held harmless from any deep pocket activity. So yes, I believe you're right on target.
And somewhat, an incorporation has its own immunity as its own body anyhow, doesn't it? Representative Wilson, did you have a question?
Well, I would just, because I don't, thank you, Mr. Chairman, because I don't understand all this. I understand the university not wanting to have somebody say, aha, now I can get into your pockets. I understand that totally. But I have a little hard time with the nonprofit because we all know nonprofits that operate, and they can make sure they don't make a profit, and they're employing all these people and everything. And so I don't, you know, nonprofits really aren't nonprofits. That's just a category that they decide to do things in, but they run just like any other business. And so I don't understand, or the limited liability, because I'm not up on that, I don't understand the differences there. So to me, there's not any difference, I guess. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Tax structure.
Yeah, whatever.
Any other questions from this committee at this time? Thank you. I think we'll close public testimony on that at this time. Is there anybody here in Juneau who wants to testify?
Not at the university.
Oh, we didn't. That's. I closed testimony on it. I'm sure I didn't see a name on here.
Oh.
I've got Mary Green here for questions, but. You weren't signed up here. But
I can also say I'm not from the university. Yeah, there was a question that was asked, but I think I can address if you'd like.
I think we're doing okay.
But I think we're doing okay.
The next referral of this is the Judiciary Committee. They're going to be looking at the corporate end of this legislation. I think right now I'd like to just pass this legislation out, this committee tonight, let the legal experts look at it. if that's the will of the committee. Representative Wilson?
I move that we move CS for hospital number 92, version Y, out of committee with individual recommendations and zero fiscal note, y'all. Zero fiscal note, if there is one. I'm not sure if there's a fiscal note either.
No. No fiscal note.
Okay.
No.
Zero.
Okay, zero fiscal note.
No objections? Hearing no objections, this bill passes from committee. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.